This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In the coming hours, the president of China is expected to arrive in Russia for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, and U.S. officials are waiting for an update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. Since President Xi is talking to Russia, will there be a call with President Biden?
He does want to set up another chance to talk to President Xi, and I suspect that will happen.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke by phone to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday, telling him he supports finding a compromise over a highly contested overhaul of Israel's judicial system. Critics say the change would threaten Israel's democracy. Netanyahu's office said the prime minister assured Biden that Israel's democracy is healthy. Netanyahu wants changes that would give his government greater sway on selecting judges and limit the power of the Supreme Court to strike down legislation. The plan has triggered weeks of mass demonstrations. The Islamic State terror group on Sunday claimed responsibility for an attack that took place in an eastern village in the Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 10 people and injuring many others. The claim was made on a Telegram account associated with the group. It said this attack represented an expansion for IS operations. From Washington, this is